Fáilte Ireland will host its first in-person business conference today at the Convention Centre in Dublin, where it will announce that Ireland is open for business meetings, conferences and events. It comes a day after the US announced that it was lifting travel restrictions to the US for fully vaccinated EU citizens from November. Fáilte Ireland CEO Paul Kelly joins us. Paul, do you think the lifting of travel restrictions to the US will benefit US business and leisure tourism to Ireland?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Petula. And absolutely, yesterday was good news in terms of, you know, critical, important connectivity between Ireland and the US. And, you know, so we're looking forward to it. It's a good step to start getting those really important US visitors back to Ireland before COVID. US visitors were accounted for the largest amount of revenue coming into the Irish tourism economy from overseas. So, you know, in terms of it will take a while to build that back up, but I think moves like yesterday are going to really help kind of reestablish the air connectivity, which is really important to business. And in particular, I suppose, then as well in terms of business conferences, one of the things that makes Ireland so successful in terms of business conferences is the global connectivity that we've had into Dublin Airport. So, you know, today is also a really good day in terms of getting back to the first live business conference post-COVID and sending that signal to the world that Ireland and Dublin are now open again for business conferences.
So Ireland is open for business tourism, but during the pandemic, a lot of business meetings and conferences were held virtually. Will companies invest in business travel post-pandemic when they managed without it during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think there's two sides to this coin, Petula, in that what we're picking up is that the day-to-day corporate travel will be less. So kind of the people coming over for meeting people in their own company, etc., that more of that will stay virtual because we've all got used to that virtual way of working. But equally, what we're picking up is that the need to face-to-face engage in conferences where you're building new networks, making new connections, having those really important conversations over cups of coffee, as well as what happens in the plenary sessions, there is a real appetite amongst people to get back to that face-to-face. And we now have a pipeline of €1 billion worth of conferences and events that we're looking to convert for Ireland right from now right out onto 2033. So there is a big appetite in this space, and it's going to be really important in the absence of that day-to-day corporate travel that we get what we call that promotable business tourism, things like conferences, events, big corporate meetings, etc., face-to-face, get those back into Ireland as many as possible.
Whether it's business tourism or leisure tourism, one of the big challenges facing the hospitality industry is staff shortages. What can be done to address that?
Yeah, we're working collaboratively with industry. It's certainly one of the biggest issues facing industry at the moment. And you know, people are very worried as well as when things ramp up in next March or April, that's going to get even worse. So, you know, in terms of, you know, that we're working with industry to try and promote tourism careers and the great careers people can have in tourism, in all sorts of areas in the tourism business. And also we're working with industry and with the education sector through the Tourism Careers and Hospitality Careers Oversight Group to look at how we can make sure that we build a stronger pipeline into the sector as possible. But it's a big challenge for us. We haven't got all the solutions yet, and there's also, you know, a bunch of work that the industry needs to do in terms of how they make their careers more attractive.
Paul Kelly, CEO of Fáilte Ireland, thank you for joining us this morning. That's your business news for now.